Vistara got him. She could have killed him, but she didn't.
I'm glad she didn't violate the terms of our alliance,
was all Luke said, and then clicked off. Ben glowered at the comlink. His father wasn't going to give Vistara anything, no matter how trustworthy she continued to prove herself. It was starting to irritate Ben.
You look annoyed,
Vistara said suddenly by his ear. He started. He hadn't noticed her approach.
Why? We stopped him in time. Everyone should be pleased.
I'm not exactly happy that we had another Maw Dweller go nuts right in front of us, Ben said, dodging the real issue. But at least you see what we're up against.
Vistara nodded.
It's one thing to hear about it, another to actually witness it. I'm just happy it wasn't someone you were close to. That's hard to see.
She looked genuinely concerned as she said it. She was about a foot away from him, her face dewed with sweat and smudged with sand. Her chest rose and fell slightly with exertion, and her hair, which she had not braided today, was a tangled, sandy mess. Her eyes were kind and met his evenly, and when he sensed her in the Force, he found nothing to contradict his impression.
Thanks, Ben said. Sounds like you might have to face the same problem.
I don't know any of the apprentices who've gone mad,
she replied. Again, honesty.
I'm sure it would be very difficult if I did, though.
You're Sith,
Ben said suddenly, feeling a bit petty.
You're not supposed to care about other people, even your so-called friends.
Vistara shrugged.
Of course I care. I'm human, Ben, not a droid. I love my family and my pet Tick, and I love my friend Ari, whom you killed.
Ben winced inwardly, but pressed on.
Did you love your master, Lady Rhea?
She shook her head.
No, but I respected and feared her.
Isn't fear better than love?
Her nostrils flared, and her eyes narrowed, and he immediately sensed she was growing irritated with his combative questioning.
Sometimes. Sometimes not.
She turned away from him to regard Dion Stad, who had been unceremoniously tossed into a vehicle.
So what are we going to do with him? Are you letting the Clatooinians just take him?
For now, that's what Dad wants. He's going to come down later and talk to the authorities, try to get them to turn him over to us. In the meantime, I think I am in dire need of a Sanisteem.
And just like that, the tension went away, as Vistara gave him a quick, playful grin.
Yeah, I was going to say something.
Ben mock glared at her, then looked back.
Oh, he said. It's a bit of a hike back to Trima.
Suddenly his danger sense prickled, and both he and Vistara turned at the same time to see one of the guards aiming a blaster right at them.
I think perhaps I can give you a lift, said the guard.